Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
The internet can be a great resource for learning and fun. From researching, to gaming, to communicating, being online provides many possibilities. But cyberspace can also be dangerous. Oversharing and bullying can lead to embarrassing situations and dangerous predicaments. Protect yourself from those wishing to do harm. Learn more tips at agjefflandry.com/cybersafety. Let's stay safe online. The opinions, findings, and conclusions or recommendations expressed here are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Department of Justice or LCLE, Office of Justice Program, Subgrant 2018.
Reddit user FlamoDamo says, "This is the worst phone I've owned. People are always bothering me about it. I'm scared just to use my phone in public as a random someone may just give me a stupid grin or whisper to their friends. I cannot stand the fact that I just can't relate to normal phones anymore."
Are you ready for this life? Find out at Samsung.com/reserve. That's Samsung.com/reserve.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
800-998-1003 is the way to chime into the conversation if you like. At ESPN Radio NOLA as well. Plenty to get into. Let's get right off up into it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more than what that camera Wednesday, hump day, whatever it is.
All is well. What is it, 166 or something? Team USA defeated Iran. Powerhouse basketball country. Knocked them out. All is well. Back to normal, baby. Back to normal.
For now.
Yes. By the way, the U.S. can't win its group. All they can do is win second. Words of wisdom. What's his name again? Michael Balco or something on that?
Yeah, it was Michael Balco.
Michael Balco, yeah. Interesting suggestion he had for your New Orleans Saints dealing with a Miami Dolphin. Roy is online. He'll be coming to you in about 30 seconds. Let me set up the rest of the show. Jackson Hayes arrested this morning. Pelicans have released a statement basically saying they're aware of the news. They're gathering more information with authorities and also the representatives for Jackson Hayes. That is it. No further statement, no further comment at this time. I had my thoughts on that earlier in the show. I'll go over it again here coming up a little bit. So comments on what you think on that. I know Cajun Goat's already looking at trades. We need to find out what's more on that. But again, there's, you know, a history of it's a player that told the NBA to suck, you know what?
Yeah,
and then the following year, last year, didn't start out too well. And then Billy Hernan Gomez became a legend. So now he did finish strong. I don't know what happened, but there's a woman, there's an altercation at a house, police show up, and all I know is that a police officer and Jackson Hayes had to go to the hospital to be treated for injuries that went into that, and he could be facing felony assault and battery of a police officer charges. So that's just what's out there. How it got to that, why it got to that,
still waiting.
Was it that? I don't know. I'm just telling you that's the charges he's facing. So, we could discuss that as well. Tomorrow, Saints training camp. Practice number one. Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis will speak today ahead of that to kind of talk about things. Something tells me that they will be asked about Michael Thomas and waiting till June to have that surgery. Whether they'll answer it, I don't know. Probably not. Tomorrow, 9:30 to noon is practice. So when the show starts, we'll have your first day's observations, including overreaction on the quarterback that took the first team snaps.
Are you videoing?
Absolutely. I will overreact to every completion, incompletion, and heaven forbid there's an interception, because hopefully it's not like Tua Tagovailoa. As we welcome in Roy into the show, super Miami Dolphin fan. Also, guy that runs the gym that I'm over there for each and every morning. Roy, I want to congratulate Tua, man. Look, I tell you what. A completion is a completion. Apparently this morning he completed a pass. He overthrew the intended receiver, but it completed on someone's face. He broke a fan's face. The ball went into the stands and busted the face of a fan, Roy. Are you concerned about Tua?
The fans did not allow that right now. So I don't know where you got that from.
I'm telling you, that's accurate. It happened.
That's not accurate because no fan is allowed in practice right now at all. So I know that's fake news. Number one. Are you going with fake news?
You're going with fake news?
That's fake news. That's fake news. Number two is,
okay.
Y'all failed to mention that 50-yard, 56-yard bomb he threw to Albert Wilson.
The whole camp erupted. Oh, really?
I did mention it.
Were you there? You knew the whole camp erupted? Is that really what happened? Look, let's get to Michael Balco's little tweet here. He wants the Saints' first-round draft pick next year, first-round draft pick in 2023, and Cam Jordan, and we can have Zaven Howard, who feels disrespected by the Miami Dolphins with this $75 million deal. What say you?
Okay, first of all, I don't know why he feels disrespected, because we gave him $75 million. And when we gave it to him, he was the highest paid cornerback on the team at that time. And then we decided to give the money to Byron Jones. So it's like I told you earlier, that's like on Christmas, like say Xavier Howard opens his present up, he gets a PS4 Pro, and he's happy about it. Everything's great. Then all of a sudden, Byron Jones gets a PS5. Now you mad? Now you don't make no sense. We paid you that money, and then, like you said, you didn't understand the contract. That's not Miami Dolphins' fault. That's your agent that you fired's fault. You agreed to the contract, and you signed it. That means you agreed to it. So now, all of a sudden, if there's a problem, that's what I don't understand. That's what I don't understand at all. And, like, he's doing the Marshawn Lynch thing. He's there, so he won't get fined. So that's why I just don't get it. So hopefully they work this out, because I think we have two great cornerbacks. We have two great ones, and they both go hand in hand. They complement each other very, very well. That's why our defense is so good. So, but hopefully they work this out. I don't want to see him go, but they probably might have to trade him.
You're not getting Cam Jordan, Alvin Kamara.
No, I'm just telling you.
I mean, I know you're convinced it's going to happen.
I don't see us getting Alvin Kamara. Maybe Cam.
Where do you think is a legit possible trade destination? It won't get to Dave.
Detroit Lions.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now. They're gonna send that boy to somewhere where the grass is not that green on the other side. I'm telling you, and Detroit Lions is his best bet.
All right.
I mean, the only swap I see happening is Chandler Jones to Arizona, because that's the only even swap I see happening. But other than that, Detroit Lions, because they have three commissary picks and they could get two picks for that, first round for him.
There's Roy.
They're not going to trade him for like just a first round draft pick. They're going to try to get two.
Ooh, two first round picks. All right. Well, Roy, thank you for letting us know that the Tua Tagovailoa news was fake, even though it could possibly still happen, though.
It's not going to happen.
All right.
I'm telling you, it's not
happening. All right. We'll see.
The man.
Tua's the man. Okay. There it is. Roy, Miami Dolphins super fan. We will have him throughout the season.
Five picks.
We will have him throughout the season. Dave, thank you for giving us a buzz here, sir. How are you on the Sports Hangover?
Man, one of the few only listeners north of I-10, but thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, that's not good, because the I-10 is literally two blocks behind my window in the studio. I hope more people.
I listen every every day up here in North Louisiana. Gus is doing a great job as always.
Thank you, bud.
Man, what is the deal? Is there any chance at all, and I'm trying to make this work right now on 2K, for the Pels to come away with Gilgeous Alexander? Why are the Thunder offering that guy up to everybody and anybody that'll take him?
That's a very good reason. It's a very good reason. I want to say this. I want to kind of preface by this. Back in the day, long ago, the late Kenny Wilkerson told me this once. When I first started doing this business, he was the same style reporter. He goes, anytime a starter or star player is available traded, you have to ask why. Because no team that's trying to win or wants to be good will just willingly doesn't want one of their best players. So it is interesting because he's good. Now, is it where the organization is? Is it what?
I'm just saying, it's like, you're the Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, yeah. You have the most draft picks out of any other franchise in the NBA,
yes.
In history.
Yes.
This is like, I mean, he's probably your cornerstone piece that you probably should keep on your
team. That's the decision.
Team.
Like, at what point are you going to start building or what it is? Now, it could also be Dave, him going to the organization being, man, I don't want to be part of this rebuild sort of thing, so see what you can get for me. So that's probably closer to where that is. That would be my guess. But to your point, there are way too many reports of, you know, it could be interested or it could be available, even though I think Shemit Dua tweeted that one executive said it's going to take a whole heck of a lot to get him. Now,
oh, yeah.
What does that mean? So.
Hey, one more thing. You know, of course, I say, you know, your buddy Sean Fox is the president of the Houdat Nation up here in North Louisiana, and I consider myself the vice president, and I'll take it. You know, but, you know, you and I have talked on air, off air. You know, Sean and I have talked, and if one thing has proven over the last, I guess, 2 years when Drew Brees has gone down, is that Sean Payton, I think, becomes a better play caller without Drew Brees under center, as crazy as that sounds. And so, you know, I don't know who in the hell we're going to throw the ball to. I don't even know if Chris Hogan can get open. You know, but with
he plays
that
lacrosse.
Said, exactly. And lacrosse, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But I'm anxious to see how Pate, you know, yeah. We've gotten so lax and just we got spoiled as a fan base because, everybody
– yeah.
Pro Football Focus can come out and give you the best offensive coordinators, top 10 list, whatever they want to do. But the last 2 years has shown me that when Drew went down, that Sean has, you know, he's still a great play caller. And I think just him and Drew building that offense together, I think he did put a lot on Drew's shoulders to let him make the decisions on what to do. And hell, if I'm a quarterback, Gus, I'm going to want to throw the football. You know, I don't want to run it. But, you know, I'm anxious to see how it plays out because this is the first time in a long time we're going into a season kind of feeling what other fan bases have felt for years on end, and that's the uncertainty of the quarterback position.
And Dave, look, and that's the thing. That's what I've been saying, you know, to our callers, and Juan Kincaid said, you know, kind of expressed the same way too. I like using analogies probably way too much, and I keep using the analogy all offseason, as Jordan knows. We're renovating a kitchen or bathroom. As we all know,
I just
it's the most
John
expensive.
And you shared that with him earlier.
Yeah. Well, he likes to steal a lot of the stuff from my show. But anyway, my thing is,
you threw one of the buses.
Absolutely,
like
and I will run back. He owes me a bottle of vodka from like 12 years ago.
So this is what the,
that's
all.
This
that
is exactly
does.
What
that
this is. Dave, Mr. Robinson here will attest that he doesn't pay up. So anyway, my point is that I like a kitchen and bathroom. It's always going to be a headache. It's going to cost you. It's going to give you a headache. It's going to be the toughest challenge. You'll never be what you first thought and started. But when it's done, it'll increase the value of your home. You'll be happy. You'll be up to date. But again, those are the two areas in your house that are going to cause you the most headaches. And I think that's where the Saints are. We have been, Dave, as you mentioned, not just spoiled. We've been in a championship window, meaning that everything your organization does is to try to get to the big game. For moves to trades, to contracts, to what have you, right? So they've done that. It's now closed. It's okay to say that. It doesn't mean we'll never be able to open that window again, but I think it's foolish to think we're in that same window. I don't know who my quarterback is. To your point, who's catching the ball? To other points, who's playing on defense? So just figure it out this year. See who are the guys that can maybe sort of build on that. First off, see if that's your quarterback. And then see who steps up. And then next year, start adding to it and start getting back to being a perennial playoff team that then becomes a championship contending team. I just think that's a normal process. Yeah.
You just hope on those renovations you don't find any termite damage. So.
Oh, that's the worst. That will get you every time. Yeah. That will raise the cost of
Michael Thomas
repair.
A termite right now in terms of that?
Definitely will raise it.
Well, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it always for listening. And tell Sean hi for me. There he goes. Mr. Dave Robinson.
You can't text Sean yourself and tell him, hey, you have his number.
I can. I'm going to tell him he's number one.
Wow.
Just like that. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
I'm 5'11", barely 5'4".
I weigh about 170 pounds.
Brown eyes.
Blue eyes.
Brown hair.
Gray hair.
I'm a baseball fanatic.
I'm a wife.
A mom. A sister.
And a grandfather.
I'm a bodybuilder.
I'm a research analyst.
Small business owner.
Teacher.
Dance fitness instructor.
Film and television actor.
I'm an office clerk.
I'm a copywriter.
I'm a veteran.
I have a prosthetic leg.
I have multiple sclerosis.
I have lupus.
Cerebral palsy.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm blind.
And I'm working in a job I love.
I love.
Because I was given a chance.
Because I was given a chance.
To contribute my skills and talents.
To show my disability is only one part of who I am.
Who I am.
Who I am.
At work, it's what people can do that matters.
For more information, visit whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Calvin Braxton Ford is your brand new car dealer in Lockport, Louisiana. They cannot wait for you to stop in and take a look at their big town inventory and small town prices. Schedule your test drive today and let one of their trained sales staff help you every step of the way. Their skilled management team ensures that you'll have a phenomenal experience, whether it be sales, service, parts, or financing. Ford, the number one brand in America. Stop by today at Calvin Braxton Ford, 5878 Highway 1 in Lockport.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Citizen!
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Jordan, are you ready tomorrow, sir? Are you ready? Uh-oh. Don't break the studio, Jordan.
Yes, I'm ready for tomorrow. Are Saints fans and Pelicans fans ready for tomorrow? That's the real question.
How are you feeling if you're a Pelicans fan right now?
I
mean, it's not good again. And as I said this earlier with the Jackson Hayes situation, we don't know all of the details. All we know is the headline and we know the report, right? He was arrested, went to the hospital to be treated. He and an officer, apparently there was an altercation involved, could be facing felony assault charges on the officer. That's what we know. The organization comes out with a statement and says, we're gathering information. We've been in contact with the authorities and the representatives for Jackson Hayes. No further comment. That's understandable. But as I talked about earlier in the show, and Juan kind of brought up here as well, there's an appearance of a void of leadership, a void of togetherness, a void of something, right? I mean, the last couple of months, we've had a report of unhappiness with Zion's family or him. How are you going to look at it? You mentioned Josh Hart coming out and saying, I could use a fresh start. That's on the heels, obviously, of in season at the end of the season. The greatest three-point shooter to never shoot a three-pointer for the Pelicans.
J.J. Redick.
Why am I so harsh on him?
I don't know.
Why am I so harsh? Because it's kind of maybe proving to be a little accurate right now. I don't know.
I need to go to therapy.
But he essentially said, right, like you can't trust them. They're deceitful and all this other stuff. Stan Van Gundy, I mean, I wouldn't say kind of threw the organization under the bus, but said, hey, you know, they do things their way, I guess would be a kind way to put it, right? They do things their way. More worried about their feelings than they are about the X's and O's. Now, look, we heard Antonio Daniels yesterday say, the X's and O's aren't nearly as important in today's league. So understanding that, okay, look, and I like where it wound up with Willie Green. But, you have different things out there to kind of make you, who's running the ship in the locker room? You're hiring somebody to try to be the captain of that ship. Every captain's got to have that first officer to delegate those orders and authority, get everyone else in line, and also get a feel of the crew to then give that information back to the captain. Dave said we've been spoiled. We have on a number of different things with the relationship of Drew Brees and Sean Payton, right? But one of the things that I've been saying that is going to be interesting for me is that what we did see when the team went from, you know, basically, I don't know, I have to keep this handy.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Maybe, I'm just saying. But to go from perennial losers to a team that contends, right?
And then had an intermission
But that was bad drafting. But my point is, but you still always had that guy. And even in those 7-9s, he still went out there and performed 5,000 yards and all that other stuff. My point is, you have to have that person. We can hire whoever you want. You can draft and free agent pick up all you want. And I understand the notion of, hey, well, that guy will bring in culture. That guy will bring in veteran leadership. The foundational leadership and culture pieces have got to be established by your best players or the ones that are in your locker room.
And wasn't
period
Eric Bledsoe supposed period. To bring in culture?
Well, again, though.
J.J. Redick, wasn't he supposed to bring in winning culture?
You're adding my point. That's my point. Okay? The teams that go on to win and win championships and are your stars, that's their team. Ownership of the team, leading by example, holding others accountable. So over the next couple of days, and including tomorrow, free agency in the draft, you're going to see all kind of additions, roster changes. We already know there's an agreement already with Memphis. You're trying to right a wrong already. I mean, two of your starting five. Just think about that. And if you don't re-sign Lonzo, three of your starting five, which leaves you your other two, and that's my point. Those two guys have kind of come in September and October, and be your leaders. If they don't, then it doesn't matter what else you do. That's why I keep saying, everyone keeps saying, no, we got to build a team around them. No, what are they doing? Okay? NBA Finals was won how? Giannis. Block. Giannis. Steal in the alley-oop. Drew Holiday. Steal. Drew Holiday alley-oop. Right? Chris Middleton knocking down the jumper time and time again. Those three centerpieces, they led. They weren't waiting for someone else to do it. Zion's got to make the block. B.I.'s got to make that steal. Whoever is that is going to be that third member's got to. You get what I'm getting at? They have to lead. Who's texting Jackson, hey, what happened? And if it was Jackson's bad, dude, we can't do that. If you don't have somebody in the locker room doing it, of course you're going to have Coach. Of course you're going to have David. Of course you're going to have Langdon. Who's the player? Who's the one that says, no, man, we can't do that here? You brought up something, and we'll go to Sean online here. In the first episode of the incredible 10-part documentary, what did Michael Jordan do when he first showed up to the Chicago Bulls?
Rookie year. Yeah. Walked into a hotel room and saw... Yeah.
Basically partying players, at like Sean Fox's house.
Players.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, sniffing some snow.
Yeah, you're still basically partying. Ladies,
yes,
beverages,
ladies.
Narcotics. And what did he do, by the way? Did he partake?
No, he did not.
What did he do?
So he made sure to keep note of every single one of those players. And
he got rid of them.
Yes, got rid of them.
He snitched or he got rid of them. Exactly.
And made the team better.
But that's my point. You take ownership. It's like, dude, you're keeping me from winning. That needs to happen. And they're saying, when one of the people you're hoping that that is, a report comes out and he doesn't clarify that he isn't. Not unhappy. Sean Fox joins us here on the Sports Hangover. How are you, sir?
You know, Gus, I'm fine. I'm just calling in. I am preparing for my show in little old North Louisiana, doing what I semi-do occasionally, and listen to my great friend, Gus Kattengill's great show, The Sports Hangover, as I'm getting ready for my show. And I hear myself getting talked about not paying up a bet. And I'm like, I'm not even on the air, and I'm getting blasted. So at least I
would say
blasted.
No, you see, I deal with facts, Sean. I deal with facts. And I was just bringing up to the intern who thought I was trying to defend you,
Sean.
Right. And I said no. And I said no. You can ask Mr. Robinson the truth. He has yet to pay up on a bet from years ago.
Well,
true or false?
Dave is a gosh dang liar.
True. Really? Really?
Well, Gus did say that you steal a lot of stuff.
That guy's credibility, that's the first mistake.
The credibility of the individual, huh?
So listen, real quick, I'm not trying to hijack the show, but I just want to point to this. In my defense, Your Honor.
Says the guy. Hold on. Says the guy who literally texts me while I'm interviewing somebody and says I made his career. That same guy.
Oh, we're talking about Ben Mintz?
Yes. This is the same guy. Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes. I've made a few people's careers. You needed to specify.
There we go.
You needed to specify. Uh-huh. Yes. I've got like a Bill Belichick coaching tree of people who have made it farther than me in this business that I've started.
It's more of a branch, but you know, that's fine.
I would have liked to pay up this bet a long time ago. However, my producer, John Tabor, said it would ruin the dynamic of our relationship and this gimmick that has gone on for 12 years. If I did pay it up, it would ruin it. So I don't know if I can do it, because I think you might be on to something.
It's interesting, because I'm not buying that. I would actually think having payment would make me actually happy, because right now I dread 5 o'clock on Friday. So I literally look at the phone and go, ugh.
Hey, that's when you come on my...
I know. That's when I come on your show.
Sean, you know what? I'm glad that you're... Yeah.
You know, Jordan's free on Fridays.
I'm glad that you're withholding the wine from
it's
Gus.
It's not wine. It's vodka.
Vodka, whatever.
Yes.
Well, because you're still withholding me from my snowball from 4 years ago.
Well, you have to earn it.
Well, Gus, you know, you have to earn it. I mean, 12 years of coming on our show. Eventually... Once we get to 15, we'll think about it. We'll make it a good bottle.
While you've made yourself a guest on my show for at least 2 more minutes before I hit the break, I want to ask you something legitimately.
Only way I can get on.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, I mean, is there anything else going on in North Louisiana? I don't know.
It's
horrible. No, it's not horrible. It's a fact. I don't know. What do y'all do over there? Like, I don't know. Y'all go, I don't know.
Yeah, what?
All right, so here's my thing.
You
guys, obviously, you air Saints, you air Pels, and you guys talk about that. The Jackson Hayes news, man.
Basically your show in North Louisiana, I'll just be honest.
I hear you. Look, but the Jackson Hayes thing, like I just was talking about, I want to get your opinion on it, because you do have a lot of fans up there, and we've been talking about the Pels, you know, since they've gotten here up there. And when you have something like this, you know, you heard me before I came to you. I think there's a void of leadership in there, and I want to see my main guys step up and sort of take ownership of this team, because it doesn't matter who you bring in as a coach. It can be Phil Jackson or Willie Green. If you don't have people in that locker room, you got to have a Drew Brees for a Sean Payton. If you have a Sean Payton with a team that isn't receptive and a guy that can't lead or can't take that, you know, that teaching, it's going to be falling on deaf ears.
Every great organization, whether it's business or sports, needs an alpha, needs a leader, needs a chief. The one thing that's been missing in this organization is there's nobody that's kind of taken the bull by the horns. I thought David Griffin would be that guy. He still might be that guy, but I think it also comes from the players. And listen, I know you only got a few minutes, but the thing with the Jackson Hayes is like, okay, we've got some exciting news from the Pels, and there's this. And that's kind of been this organization. It's, hey, we've got moments, fleeting moments of happiness, and crap, something negative happens. And that's why, it's incidents like this and just the history of this franchise that no national media outlet really wants to give us the benefit of the doubt. It's like, okay, when does this player have to leave? And it's always something negative. And, Gus, I think this organization, they're going to lose, it looks like, Lonzo Ball. They need a crisp Paul, and I know he's going to be free agent again. If it's not Chris Paul, they need a Chris Paul-like player, and you can't make somebody an alpha. You have to be born with it. You're either a leader or you're not. It's not something you learn, but they need somebody with player accountability who, when they screw up, is going to get them on the right path. And, yes, completely, every organization needs a chief. This one has lacked it.
30 seconds, sir, before I hit the break. Saints camp starts tomorrow. I keep calling them perennial playoff team.
Vodka.
You know that.
Yeah.
Seriously, what's the feeling from the Saints fans up there? I mean, is this a playoff team? Are they confident? Are they like, hey, Sean's there, we're good? What's the feeling from your callers?
There's always Sean Payton sentiment. Sean can do anything. I think I've convinced my audience enough after talking about it every day that I think Jameis Winston's going to be okay. He's not the issue. But, Gus, you and I have talked about this on my show. This is a talented team, but it's the thinnest team I've seen in recent memory. The margin of error is razor thin. I think they are a borderline playoff team, and I think most of my audience feels the same way. I don't think anybody's got Super Bowl aspirations this year.
What's your Twitter handle again? Sean Fox Sports Talking or something?
It's FOX, the number 4 Sports Talk. It's not important. I just came in to talk about how big.
No, it is. No, hold on. Let me see. I don't even know if I follow you.
I'm a fan of the show.
Oh, I do follow you. Wow, that's crazy. I never actually pay attention to your tweets. Fox 4 Sports Talks, the way to follow Sean Fox. Jeez. Apparently, he hosts a show called, what do you call
it
again?
3 to 6. It's called The Sports Company.
Sports Company.
Hangover. It's the Hangover Light.
I thought it was Fox and
Hangover
Friends.
What is
Fox and Friends?
It was at one time.
See, it was. That's what I'm saying. It was.
Well, then that
I demoted myself.
Wasn't that like a national? Isn't that like a national show?
Well, no, it was actually Fox and Company, but
yeah, that's it.
There was a thing.
Fox
and
Company.
There we go. It doesn't matter. It's not important.
You know what? It was a pleasure. I had no idea I was going to hear from you today. So you know what? It was a good thing. It was good. Thank you as always, one.
Pleasure is all on this side, buddy. Thank you.
I know it should be. Thank you, buddy. Go prep for your show.
See ya.
There he goes. Sean Fox. In all seriousness, give him a follow at Fox 4 Sports Talk. Quick break. The Cajun Ninja is up next on the Sports Hangover. Mexican restaurant on Highway 1 in Raceland is open and ready to please you. They have daily lunch specials Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mouth-watering Mexican food daily with delicious specialty dishes like coconut shrimp tacos, Baja fish tacos. Plus try the trio burritos or the carne asada. Coco's Mexican has happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. Delivery service from waiters also available. They're located on Highway 1 in Raceland next to the post office. Coco's.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats.
Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
You want to talk to the Cajun? Should we open up to the Cajun music? Nope, why not?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
There he is.
Those kids were fast as
lightning. Cajun Ninja, sir, how are you?
What's up, guys? For today, man.
Are you you staying cool? Normally, I'd ask if you're staying dry. That doesn't seem to be the issue right now. It's staying cool. Are you staying cool?
Man, it's very tough to stay cool down here in this Florida heat. But I tell you what, man, I feel good. I'll give you that much.
Mm. I'm trying to stay cool up in here as well. But you know what? I'm going to be hot tomorrow. It's going to be sweaty, and I'm going to be okay with it. Because I'll be out at Saints practice, sir, tomorrow. Saints training camp gets started. One of the things we've been discussing today, and obviously leading up until today, is the level of excitement, man, going up into the new season. We had Juan Kincaid on earlier, myself. We're cautioning Saints fans for maybe what could be this kind of season. I think this team had a little holes to fill, some question marks. So we'll see. Where's your confidence level when it comes to the black and gold?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of in a position right now where I just feel like this is going to be a season that we got to get through and see where we are as a team and where we need to build. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to think that, like, coming off of a season of Drew Brees era is going to be right back where we were. You know, it's hard for me to believe that. But, you know, I'm hopeful. But we'll see what the future holds. But, you know, I've already put myself in the state of mind that this is a building season.
Okay, well, there you go. So that makes a little sense here as well. Cajun Ninja, no, it doesn't start tomorrow, but we're getting closer to the month of August, which is next week. And in that month, obviously, we know there is fall practice for the LSU Fighting Tigers here. What's your expectation level for Coach Ogeron and them?
Man, you know, I'm very hopeful for the Tigers. You know, I think that, you know, for everyone, last year was, you know, a bit of an off year. Obviously not for, you know, Nick Saban in Alabama, but, you know, I don't know if that guy ever has an off year. He just has one game go wrong. You know, but I'm very hopeful for the Tigers. I'd like to see Miles Brennan come out with a, you know, just new plate of armor on him, kind of like what Joe Burrow did. You know, his first year he was a bit off, threw a lot of interceptions, and then that second year he just came out shining. So that's what I'm kind of hoping for Miles Brennan. And, you know, I know we got some other quarterbacks out there that are maybe kind of lingering in that field, but yeah, I'm hopeful for the Tigers, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, I always see you with a big old N on your shirt occasionally here as well, man, what Coach Rebo and Nichols has done. Jordan, I don't know if you saw this. I saw Juan Kincaid earlier this week in sports mention the Lions are actually ranked 10th in the Colonels, I think 14th going into the season. We all know about the end of the year. That game is massive. But you know what the Colonels have been doing as of late? You got to be proud for them as well now.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. You know, I mean, they've been kind of going, you know, into a couple rounds into the playoffs, you know. I mean, anything could happen, Gus. You know, nobody knew who North Dakota State was 10 years ago, and then all of a sudden they are a powerhouse. You know, same with Appalachian State. They just went into, you know, Michigan and knocked them off when they were number 5 in the country. You know, Nichols could very well do the same thing. I mean, when you're talking about McNeese, they had a season where they were, like, doing real good against LSU, and then all of a sudden there was, like, this crazy lightning storm. They had to cancel the game. Mm-hmm. Well, the rest of the year they went undefeated. So, you know, some of these small schools, you never know when they can break through, man. You know, I'm always repping Thibodeau, though, man. I'd love to see old T-Town get on the map.
No doubt, man. That is for sure. Sir, are you vacationing?
Absolutely, man. You know, it's the end of the summer, and my kids are going back to school. So we had to go take a little beach trip. Pensacola, Florida is looking beautiful right now. You got to get these moments out of you, Gus. You know, Dude. We get the one life, man. You know, all of this is going to go. So let's take it.
I'm sure I've mentioned this to you before in the past. My wife and I got married in Pensacola. I love Pensacola. We're actually going to Navarre next weekend just because it's the only place we could find, you know, celebrate her 40th and our anniversary and stuff. So we'll be there next weekend. The reason I bring it up is because the dreaded seaweed every now and then might be popping up, but apparently you went at the right time, dude. You got some absolutely gorgeous emerald waters.
Yeah, I have been blown away, and I thought, well, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and post this and see what people say, and it is kind of blowing up and taking a life of its own on Facebook. You know, right now people are just chiming in and commenting and liking and pardoning. You know, I didn't think you would get that much feedback, but, man, people are kind of blown away like I am about the pretty waters in Pensacola. It is absolutely beautiful right now.
Dude, it's beautiful, man. No doubt about it. So I want to ask you this maybe, because obviously when we do the beach trips, or whether it's a condo or a place you sort of stay, I sort of have my own, menu when it comes to beaching it, right? You have the cold beverages, maybe some sandwiches or stuff for lunch. Dinner's a little different. Do you tend to have your go-to things that you sort of like when you're out on a beach, sir?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm a big fan of some cold beer and Cheez-Its. I don't know what it is about Cheez-Its.
Okay.
It's just that salty cracker that just hits right on all the levels. And, you know, it gives me all the feels of being at the beach and maybe an occasional, what they call it? What they got, the cracker, the ham, and the cheese. The Lunchable.
Lunchables, yes.
Yeah.
So you're basically like me. You eat very minimal during the day to maximize your afternoon, and then you'll have a nice hefty lunch or dinner, that is, rather.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I got to have a balance of, you know, a little bit of snacks, cold beer, and obviously hydration.
Yes.
Hydration is very important, Gus. I cannot stress this enough, especially at my age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. I'm looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it as well. And I brought this up before, and you had the video still there. I love it. I told you, I'm going to try it probably this weekend, the chocolate chip bread pudding sort of dessert, although my kid probably will
banana
eat for
pudding.
Dinner thing. That's it. Bread pudding. I mean, banana pudding.
Banana
I'm eventually
pudding.
Gonna get it. Yeah.
Yeah, Gus, I'm going to tell you, bro. You know me. I'm steering you in the right direction, all
mm-hmm.
right? You know? Happy life, happy wife. I mean, you get a little bite of that, bro. It's just a piece of heaven.
Yeah.
Telling you.
I'm going to do it this weekend, and I'll shoot you a little picture of it and see how it turns out. But you got some heaping helpings of chocolate chip banana pudding. So hopefully mine looks remotely close to that. If not, you know what? He's four. He'll like it regardless.
Yeah, look, when I'm eating that, Gus, I don't play around. I mean, like, I don't play around ever. I almost quit school because of recess. That's how much I don't play.
Nice.
All right, so fix you that chocolate chip banana pudding. Hit me up, and we'll go over the results.
Sounds good, man. Go enjoy the rest of your time with your family, and thanks for making a few minutes with us.
Man, this is always a pleasure, man. If I got the time, I'm going to be on here with you, all right? Thank you for having me.
Tell us goodbye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for tuning in. Stay hydrated, faith over fear. Pa-ya!
There he goes.
Pa-ya.
That's a key for the New Orleans Saints as well, staying hydrated, Jordan. I think Maddie's going to handle her first training camp practice on Friday.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hot.
I mean, we were just walking yesterday to go get tested at that facility. She's like, it's hot.
Yes.
I'm like,
I was walking sticks this morning.
Right.
That's the morning.
Yeah, no, it's the morning. And practice is, by the way, 9:30 to noon. So
yeah.
Fans, first practice is Friday. So, you know, be hydrated. Get ready. Wear something light. I feel like I shouldn't even have to give this as a PSA. Who wears cotton anymore? I feel so bad. Seriously, like the police officers that they have for security.
Oh.
They have like these white t-shirts that say GPRD on it. But it's like cotton. I'm like,
they have the
Joey.
They have the long
Joey's
pants
a classmate
too.
Of mine. Brother Martin back in the day. LaPinto. Call some people, man. Get some like
the Saints,
some moisture
I'm sure
wickedy.
The Saints have some stuff that they y'all could just
Nike,
put on.
Right, exactly. Somebody's
logos.
Gonna have some moisture wickening shirts for these, you know, security and police officers that are just they don't move. They just sit there and just bake. I mean I don't know how you could wear cotton in the summer. I just don't.
I made the mistake of wearing not wearing like gym shorts and then like wearing like a cotton shirt.
Yeah, I remember.
And I
felt bad for you because
I had the butt sweat going.
Yeah. Well, that's why, again, I have the towel. Everyone makes fun of me, but you know what? When you're dripping wet and then you have a towel right there handy, you're presentable. If you're going to be a fan out there on Friday, I'm just saying, grab a workout towel. They do have it, but it's still an oven.
Don't they have misters?
Bring a towel. Mop yourself off. It's the Sports Hangover final segment next on ESPN New Orleans.
I've been up, I've been down. Take my word around.
news. DraftKings is live in Louisiana with daily fantasy sports. DraftKings has finished dotting their I's and crossing their T's, meaning you can begin playing right now. Get a free entry into DraftKings daily fantasy contest with your first deposit of $5 or more and get a free shot at winning thousands of dollars. Making a lineup on DraftKings adds excitement to every night, and it's simple to do. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every moment means more with a DraftKings lineup on the line. It's simple. Every player has a salary associated with drafting them. Assemble a lineup of players while staying under the salary cap, then sit back and watch your points pile up. Download the top-rated DraftKings app and use code LAROSE when you sign up. For a limited time, all new players can have a free shot at winning thousands of dollars with their first deposit. That's code LAROSE, only on the DraftKings app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Greg LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Greg LeBlanc Toyota.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Jordan, any comments?
We do have some comments, but first, before we get into it, it has to deal with the question of the day.
And that question of the day is?
The question of the day has to do with the Miami Dolphins cornerback Xavien Howard, and if you would like to see the Saints make a move for him, and if so, who would you trade? Right now at 78%, the majority of people say yes.
That many people, really?
We have 60 votes.
Wow.
Mark says, no, keep your future draft assets.
Right, I just... Man,
you'll need them to fill multiple positions in 2022.
Do people not understand that he thinks $75 million is enough right now? The contract, he's outplayed it, which means he wants more money. So you're going to have to choose between him and Lattimore. Like, Marcus Williams is playing as a franchise tag. I mean, have you not thought about that? Now, if you want to say, I'm rather him over Lattimore, then I'm going to tell you, well, you drafted one guy, and you're bringing in a guy that felt disrespected by the other team that drafted him when they paid him $5 for $75. I don't see the logic behind it. But he can play corner. Fantastic. Find someone else. But he's the best in the... great. Are you a corner away, though, from the Super Bowl?
No.
If you were, pull the trigger. I mean, the Saints roster right now looks like some of the streets in Lakeview. Hold on. You might lose a time. I'm serious. I'm just being honest. Observe it with your eyes.
Well,
you tell me. Oh, what? 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 Well, what?
Around the NFL a few minutes ago, two playoff teams inquire about trading for Xavien Howard. Does around the NFL consider the Saints to be a playoff team?
Well, I guess what they're saying is two playoff teams, meaning from last year.
Then it would be... The New Orleans Saints would be a part of that.
Yeah, okay. Technically, yes, they are a team that was in the postseason a year ago. It does not mean that they're one of the two teams inquiring about Xavien Howard.
But it could be. Or they could be.
Let me ask you something. They make that move and make that trade, which, again, I'm going to go straight back to who's playing on the defensive line for this team. What does that say to you then, Marshawn Lattimore?
I'm disrespected.
Yeah. Now he's disrespected. Literally, this guy is leaving a team who feels disrespected because the opposing corner on his team in the locker room probably has the locker next to him. Makes more.
We're going to be playing the Price is Right music for Marshawn Lattimore.
If it happens. I'm just saying that he would come into another situation where his presence alone would then upset, here we go, the opposing cornerback on the field from him on his own team yet again. Here's one of my philosophies in life, Jordan. I like as much stress-free, drama-free time in my life as possible. That just to me seems like you're adding more drama and confusion. I got to find the money now. And then is he going to be happy? How's that going to make my two guys that, again, are waiting on their contracts that I drafted that are my guys, that are my culture guys that I know? Aside from the fact that I have holes.
Craters? Did you call them craters?
I mean,
some position craters?
Again, We'll see. And I'm being kind. Like, if this wasn't a team that we had, like, grown to love or have followed or won a Super Bowl, I'm just being honest. If I went into a conversation with y'all and said, this following team doesn't have a starting quarterback, is coming off of losing a Hall of Fame quarterback because he's retired. A quarterback that was let go by the team that drafted him, did not give him a second contract, is there. And a guy who blocks punts, tackles, runs the football, learning to play quarterback. That's your quarterback competition. Your number one receiver is gone for the first 6 weeks of the season at least. You have an undrafted guy in Callaway. You have a seventh round pick in Barnes, everyone's saying he might be. You have Traquan Smith, who we were excited because he caught a ball against Detroit. Let's be honest, right? Like, it was his moment. He had arrived 3 years later, by the way, because he caught a key pass to secure a first down. And we were excited. Now, just being honest. Your number one run stopper, your number one sacker, they're now gone. They got it. You drafted. If you wouldn't have gotten injured, you probably would have still had under a new contract and Sheldon Rankins. He's gone. The guy who's probably the best interior defensive lineman over the last couple of years for you, that's done really well, suspended for 6 games. Opposite of Cam Jordan, who had a down year last year, or we're not using names, I'm just saying, opposite of your best all-pro defensive end who had a down year, you have a guy that was a first-round pick, and we're kind of waiting for, so much so the team did not offer him an extension or pick up his option. He's a free agent.
And
at the end of this year,
just
Davenport. And to show how much faith you have, you actually drafted a person in that same spot in the first round.
It's depth.
Just saying.
Depth.
Quan Alexander is a hero to certain Saints fans on social media. Seriously, the guy blew his Achilles in December, and Saints fans are praying they sign him and he comes back to the team because he made that much of an impact at that position. A position I have been... I mean, like Chicken Littling, please upgrade it and give it some depth. I don't know what Werner can do, and I don't know what Bond can do. Let's see. I'm apparently one of the few people that isn't as comfortable going to bed at night like a baby and don't need to count sheep at the safety position. Because I've already told somebody even this morning, I guarantee you, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, one ball will go over Marcus Williams' head, the other, Malcolm Jenkins will take a bad angle, and that's two touchdowns right there. Don't at me. That's happening. That's happening. And I don't even know who the starting quarterbacks will be in that game. So
where's the sticky note?
I'm just saying that if you were to tell that to any other fan base about that team, and then you say, is that team a playoff team? They're going to look at you like you've been drinking vodka already this morning, right? What are you writing?
I said, Gus, 7-28-21.
Yeah.
Safeties. slash, what should I say, cornerback?
Mm-hmm. No. Safeties.
Just safeties.
Yeah. Free safety and strong safety.
Get burned.
Absolutely.
Twice.
Yes. One apiece.
Against.
Well, if you don't have as good a cornerback play, you don't have your number one corner.
Rogers.
I mean, they're going to be trying to make plays, trying to help out. Aaron Rodgers is.
In the back.
Dude. Jordan. They just traded back for Randall Cobb. That was one of the names on a long list of disrespected Packer players. He's back. He's coming home. Cobb. Parker. Remember the GM and owner yesterday? What did he say? What did he say to the people at Lambeau Field? That team last year had the most Pro Bowl players. September 12th, I'm just...
Well, guess what? This will be their last season together. So
exactly! Exactly. Like I said, either you're going to get a very distracted Green Bay Packer team, or hold on.